Okay, so back in high school, there was this girl, Melissa, I used to kick it with, right? Most days after school, we'd hang, read books, watch movies, do homework. Really, that's what we did, because I was shy like that. But that was okay, because we had prom coming up. I knew it was going to be awesome, because with a beauty like Melissa on my arm, what could go wrong, right? I went through the whole checklist. Had to get a cummerbund, a tux, dinner reservations. I couldn't swing a limo, but I asked my buddy's dad if I could borrow his caddy. And at first, he wasn't having it. Please, Mr. Jenkins, please, I'll bring it back better than I took it. And finally, the day before the prom, he relented. And I was so happy, I told her, hey, he said we could ride the caddy to the prom. You never asked me to the prom. I'm going with Mikey Chevalier. Oh. And there I was, with the car, with the tux, the dinner reservations, everything I needed for prom except someone to go with. Tired of being a loser. Had to think of something. I call my buddy at a different school. He hears me out, and then he says, I'm sorry for your stupidity, but I don't know what you want me to do about it. Well, I need you to ask your sister to go with me. For me.
Ask her yourself.
But I barely know her.
Then why you want to take her to the prom? She ain't even like you.
Come on. He's my buddy. So he does it. And I already know it's going to suck. Taking my buddy's little sister to the prom. I just got to make sure she doesn't talk to any of my friends. But I am going to the prom. I am. So I'll go pick her up. And she comes down to the door. And she's beautiful. Like, I knew she was cute, but she's beautiful. And when she gets in the car, she's quiet for a moment. And she turns to me and says, thanks for asking me. Your brother says you don't even like me. And she squeals, he's such a liar. And we bond over what a jerk her brother is and laugh the whole way to the country club. And before we walk through the wall of roses, she grabs a hold of my arm and whispers, we have to enter properly. And we enter properly with many oohs and ahs. I try to get her something to drink. She wants to dance, so we go to the dance floor and she's doing all these steps and I try to keep up and we're laughing and spinning and it's awesome. We have the best time. And that night, I drop her off at her place. And she says, thanks. Kisses me on the cheek and runs inside. Wow. The next week, I see my friend Melissa again. And like normal, we kick it. Read books, watch movies. And then she says, almost casual, but not really casual. I'm gonna be kind of busy the rest of the weekend. And then I say, almost casual, but not really casual. Yeah, me too. Today on Snap Judgment, from PRX and NPR, the B Team. Amazing stories from real people for whom their first choice was not available. My name is Glenn Washington. Make sure the parking brake is disengaged, because this is Snap Judgment.